You can't win a football game when you score 9 points. It's very difficult to win games in the NFL when you kick 3 field goals. And that's the type of game the Jets tried to win. So it's 3-0 Braves. They got a runner on first, 2 outs. Waskar Brazoban in to pitch. Let's go to Christina, who's calling from Long Island. What's up, Christina?
Not much. I just want to talk about how the Jets are such a mediocrity team that we're celebrating such minuscule things that we're willing to celebrate if they win by 4 field goals instead of 3, or that we got a fumble recovery and the entire defense with the coach runs to the end zone as if we won the Super Bowl. We had 13 penalties yesterday with 90 yards of basically on the penalty. We have Hassan Riddick who's sitting there just holding out to play. If this was Belichick's team, Hassan would have been gone. Team would have been ripped apart even if they did win that game for the amount of penalties they've committed. And yet, if we won, we would have been sitting there going, well, we won, so
no, no. Christina, here's what I would say. I can't speak for everybody. I can't speak for Robert Saleh, and I can't speak for every Jet fan. If the Jets would have won that game yesterday, we would have said it. They got the victory, great, but I think we still would have gone through every mistake and talked about, hey, they better clean this up. If they want to win the AFC East, they got to clean it up. If they want to be a Super Bowl contender, they have to clean it up. And there would be some deep concerns on if they ever will. So don't miss the point that if they won that game yesterday, we'd all be celebrating. I'd be happy they won because wins are important in the NFL, but it wouldn't have hidden the fact that they played like crap and they went backwards. As far as Robert Saleh's concerned, I got a lot of issues with Robert Saleh. One area I'm not going to rip him for is being excited when his defense forces a turnover.
Yeah, but that's
like, what do we want him to do?
I know what she say though, because that gets annoying.
What do you want him to do?
I don't know.
Pump his fist and move on?
Yes. Yes. It is a play. It is not. You haven't won the game.
No one said, but you can't. You can't be excited.
Of course you can.
That's his personality. I want Robert Saleh to be who he is.
But does everybody have to be excited?
Like, what do you mean?
Everybody has to run into the end zone. Everybody has to take a photo. Let's find the camera. Let's take a picture. Right, this is cool. Great. You'll never see it again. You know why? Because you lost the damn game.
You don't know that in the moment. In the moment, it's a big defensive play.
Yeah, celebrate when the game is won.
My biggest issue with this head coach is the same issue that Beningo will have when he joins us a little bit later on, and the same issue that every Jet fan deep down has. This football team, since the moment he got here, has been an undisciplined mess. You can say pre-snap. It's not just pre-snap, coach. Yeah, the pre-snap was bad, but it's not just pre-snap. You've got a veteran wide receiver doing like the, I don't know what the hell he was doing with his fingers. Whether it's a gun or not, you can't be called for dumb penalties like that.
Yeah.
You had brutal holding calls.
No, it was a gun. You get called for those consistently.
How about
it happened in our game as well.
How about the special teams play? I mean, you can't just run into a guy when they call a fair catch. Like, there was a lot of undisciplined, messy football, some of which the Jets overcame.